It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, hopefully you've had as much fun as we have today. Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Shortened show, of course, these days with our the coronavirus question and answer that we do on KSL News Radio now, 7, 8 o'clock. You can hear that while we're trying to figure out and get a handle on this pandemic across the world. And also in the meantime, trying to keep ourselves entertained. A lot of people bored out there. Scott, what's the thing? Oh, you are doing what a lot of people are doing, what I did yesterday, and you went on to Netflix and you got yourself locked up in a weird documentary, bro.
Yeah, the cool thing about streaming television is there's a lot of content out there, and you can lose yourself. Not only like crazy Tiger King documentaries, this guy, just insane. All those people.
Tiger King was one of the more eye-opening things where I went, oh, people. You can't write a fictional character like this.
No.
It has to be a documentary.
Yeah. It was insane. And all the people in that exotic animal world, and they showed three different groups of people.
Did you finish it? Haven't finished it yet.
So I have 15 minutes left of the seven.
I can't.
Yeah, and I'm sure I still feel like there's still a bit of a twist to this I don't know about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the other thing that I watched was The Biggest Loser, my season.
You went back and rewatched it?
Watched it.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And I had to
say, did you still not win it?
I shed a few tears.
Oh, you did?
No, I still didn't win it.
Oh, okay. Do they really give, what is it, $500,000 or $250,000?
$250,000 to the winner.
Man, who won it your season?
Toma.
Oh, boy.
And
I don't think I watched it enough. I did watch a handful of episodes of your season. I remember you coming back. And I remember being like, this guy, I'm trying to tell my wife. She's like, oh, yeah, Scott Mitchell. He's like from Springville. I go, he played in the NFL. I'm like, that's how I know you remember him as being the guy who is from Utah who might have played football at some point. But this guy played for the Detroit Lions, man. So
and threw interceptions all the time.
Yeah. This guy. I'm glad you can have a sense of humor about it. Okay. It's that time of the night where we jam together about – well, just tell people what the buy and sell is. I'm going to get the music going here, Scott.
We like to invest in things in our country, and we have a stock market. And so we're going to basically say, look at a company, and we either like it or we don't. So we buy it, we invest in it, or we sell it. We divest ourselves from it. So there are things in sports that we look at similarly. And we actually decide if we're going to buy or sell them.
Okay, so here we go. Brought to you by Online Trading Academy. It's our buy or sell segment. Register now for a free 3-hour workshop, tradingacademy.com. So I'm going to start this one off. This might be the one that I want to talk about the most, maybe. Okay. Taysom Hill being the official quarterback, the backup quarterback to Drew Brees at the Saints. What is that? Is that possible? So buy or sell, first of all, him being the backup to Drew Brees at the Saints.
I completely buy Taysom Hill being the backup quarterback, and I also completely buy him staying in every bit the same role that he's in right now.
So you're the backup and you're doing those weird, crazy things.
A lot of the crazy things that he's actually doing are there. It's one play. It's not like he's in there every single play on defense or offense. So his actual exposure to things is fairly limited, but there's a payoff to it that I think is extremely valuable. And the payoff is that he's in the flow of the game. The worst thing in the world as a backup quarterback is to stand on the sideline and not get in the game. and know that you have to be ready. And so all you're doing the whole game is watching the starting quarterback and to see, because you don't watch the play. You watch after the play, did the quarterback get hit? Is he going to get up from the play? Because you're always on the ready. And it's so, like, emotionally draining. When you're a backup like Taysom Hill, it's like you're in the game.
Sure.
You go out and play. And so when you actually step on the field, something happens to Drew Brees, it's not like a deer in the headlights kind of, I need a few plays to get warmed up or into this thing. It's like right off the bat, you're like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready to play. And so the nerves of not getting in a game are actually gone. And I think it's a brilliant way for a backup to do it. I would love to do that. And the reason I say it, Alex, is when I was the backup, it was awful backing up Dan Marino because you never played. And so you went through the pregame nerve for 16 weeks of
sure.
It was just miserable. Yeah, yeah. But when I started playing, I was still the holder. and actually holding became so much easier and better because I was already in the game. It's like, yeah, come in, kick it, no big deal. But it was a much more stressful thing when I was the backup and I was on the sidelines, because you come in cold and you get like three or four snaps a game where you're catching the snap and setting it down for the it was harder, much harder when I was the backup as opposed to when I was playing. So
you took that off your plate. You took that off your plate for you. But Taysom's going to be doing all this other stuff. So
yeah, but he's not really doing. You know, it's like, you know, maybe they limit him returning kickoffs. I don't know, but. I mean, most of the time when you run down the field and cover a punt or something, there's just not a lot of times where you're just taking these crushing blows over and over again. And, you know, if he was in the game as like a tight end or a wide receiver kind of guy, or even in a hybrid running back position, he's more exposed if he was doing it on a regular basis as opposed to just, you know, five or six plays a game.
I asked people via Twitter today about things that became the most heartbreaking for them to watch throughout their – just whenever in their lives of sports. A lot of push-offs, a lot of Jordan push-off comments. But let me just hit some of the ones up that are on here. I told some of these guys that I'd love to read them over the air. David Marshall tweeted at us. He says, Bavetta waving off Howard Eisley's shot and calling Harper's good. this one, and you know that you can always tell where like people are from and like what they, you know, who they cheer for and whatever. Kirby Puckett's home run in game 6 of the World Series. I know, classic baseball, great moment, blah, blah. That destroyed me. I think there's a lot of people have that. Now, Tim Eddington on Twitter says, for me, it has to be the Dell of a Dagger in 2012. That's when Matthew Dellavedova hit just over a half court shot to beat BYU. I mean, BYU's walking away winner over St. Mary's, and then a half-court shot from Matthew Dellavedova was I've never seen the air go out of a building faster. I mean, just absolutely. Another one, Josh Tenney. My toughest sports moment was watching BYU football blow a 27-7 lead with 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter, having so many years in a row, losing so many years in a row, it gave me hope, then dashed that hope to pieces. Man, you know, it's funny. I hadn't thought about that game. It was only 2 years ago. That is one of the worst games for BYU fans, for certain, in memory. I can't imagine so many. I mean, just, yeah. I mean, it was, I couldn't believe it. That pick six changed it all. Our own Sam Farnsworth. Detmer's final pass of his college career, a pick against Iowa in the Holiday Bowl to finish in a tie. John Elway's retirement press conference, the 97 finals with Steve Kerr. Then 98, the Jordan push-off, double heartbreak, back-to-back years. So there you go. Scott, anyone, real quick, before we – because we'll do – well, actually, you know what we'll do? Let's do more of this and we'll extend it into the podcast. I want you to kind of ruminate on that and think about heartbreaking moments for you as a fan, and I want the most heartbreaking moment for you as a professional athlete, okay?
I can do that, Alex.
I want you to want you to deliver on that. Yeah. Our show's over for tonight, though. We're glad you're with us. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to Sean O'Connell for joining us the first half of the program. Scott Mitchell, of course, dialed into the show remotely, and we appreciate him being a part of it either way. And you guys dealing with our weird deal of what life is now. So for Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out with us. You can find any of the podcasts and any of these portions of the segments that are put onto podcasts at kslsports.com. Click on the podcast page or kslnewsradio.com as well. Find it there. For Scott, I'm Alex. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
a stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.